Vivian Reed's husband, Cleophas, is a Pekin inmate. She says that while he and other inmates have received extra telephone minutes amid the pandemic, that doesn't make up for a lack of face-to-face time with family members.
They haven't had visits since March. And I feel like, you know, even though with social distancing and stuff like that, people still need to be able to connect with their loved ones on the outside.
According to the Bureau of Prisons, 94 Pekin inmates and 12 staff have COVID-19. That's down from more than 200 active cases there a month ago. Ed Yanka is a spokesman for the ACLU of Illinois. He says as they examine jails and prisons, they find the coronavirus is nearly impossible to control, and some efforts have negative effects.
What we're really seeing now, as we look around the cumulative effects of lockdowns and restricted movements, which cause both the kinds of problems in terms of sanitation and other things, but also serious mental health damage.
Yanka says large prison populations pose a big challenge for inmates to get adequate health care.
We built these large facilities, then we've overcrowded them. That doesn't permit people to be distanced, to be separated. What it often means, too, is you can't even provide good services inside those facilities.
In response to a WCBU inquiry, Pekin prison officials offered no comment and referred only to the pandemic plan on the Bureau of Prisons website. Multiple attempts to get a comment from the American Federation of Government Employees, the Union for Pekin Prison Workers, were unsuccessful. I'm Joe Deacon.